Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome, loves. It is Bauerle on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, the flag controversy in the town of Hamburg. What do you make out of it? Whom do you believe is telling the truth, and why? I will tell you that I do not believe it was appropriate for the supervisor to call in an employee over the weekend to open up the town clerk's office to get the piece of evidence known as the POWMIA flag, which he would then claim was torn and tattered past the point of being flown. And we know that somebody was called in by the supervisor because the union, I think it's Buildings and Grounds, they filed a grievance against the town for calling in somebody but then not paying the appropriate wage. And why, you know, hey, forgive me for being a little conspiracy theory guy here, but is it because they didn't want a paper trail that the flag had been presented to the supervisor when the flag's condition and whether or not it was fit to be flown seems to be the salient issue here? I will tell you that my common sense, what little I have, my common sense would say, okay, this issue is clearly getting out of hand. The last thing that I need to do is to have even the appearance of impropriety of possibly doing something to make the flag look worse than it really did. There is no way I would have taken possession of that flag or called in a town worker to open the town clerk's office in order to do that. And again, I'm trying to be fair, down the middle about this whole thing. I don't think anybody can argue with that. I did try to get Randy Hoke on this program so I could ask him questions of this nature, but Mr. Hoke, the supervisor of Hamburg, informed me that he was completely booked from 2 to 6 today, completely booked from 2 to 6 tomorrow, completely booked from 2 to 6 on Wednesday. He's off on Thursday, and then completely booked 2 to 6 on Friday. I will tell you that it wasn't that hard to get Donald Trump on the program when he was running for the presidency. And frankly, when it's easier to get Billy Bob Thornton on the show than it is to get the town of Hamburg supervisor on the show, I will say, and I'm not a real big fan of the expression, I will say that's not a really good look. And I told Mr. Hoke that. I said, if I were doing your PR, I would tell you to come on the show and answer questions. It doesn't look good. And I obviously don't know what the man's schedule is, but is there anybody listening to this show right now, including neurosurgeons, brain surgeons, oncologists, who couldn't make 5 or 7 minutes available for an interview? I think not. I think not. And that doesn't look good. And again, it also doesn't look good that he called in a town employee to retrieve the flag. When this issue started to snowball and mushroom, to have the flag brought to him, the very item, the very sacred item that is at the center of this controversy, that you just don't do that. I mean, that's just like signing out evidence, really, for no good reason, even though evidence is probably not the right word in this case. In terms of credibility, I don't believe that that helps Mr. Hoke's case. I think that Mr. Hoke is doing his constituents and listeners to this show a disservice by not coming on. Does he think I would use thumb screws on him? No, I would just ask him common sense questions and try to get him on the record as to what happened and did not happen. And my approach is superior to Mr. Hoke's approach, because if he would simply come on and have a longer form interview with me, maybe some of these doubts could be assuaged and taken care of. And I would hasten to add that the POW MIA flag is back on the appropriate flagpole. The American flag is on top. The POW MIA flag is under that. And under that is the pride flag, which I'm happy to tell you, in 2023, I don't think anybody has an issue with the pride flag. I mean, actually, you know what? I have to take that back. I ran into one of my very homosexual friends yesterday, and he tore into the whole notion of Pride Month. This is a gay man. I've known him for many years. I'm sure you've heard of him. And he is not into it. And he uses words that I could not use because he is of that orientation. And he's a very funny guy when he gets going. He's like a little wind-up talkie doll. Gee, do you know anybody else like that? 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. I do think Mr. Hoke has made some really bad decisions in this particular matter. Decisions that he really did not have to make. And as a result, Mr. Hoke is, whether he likes it or not, going to be facing a large protest of American veterans on Saturday at, 10 o'clock in the morning in Hamburg. Veterans are a very cohesive and tight-knit group of people, as Rambo Jim pointed out. Even if you hated the Army, the Air Force, the Marines, whatever, even if you hated because you were drafted, you still have a little bit of that in you the rest of your life. I don't know the experience, but I've certainly seen it happen. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. So since the facts are limited, I have to ask you what your gut says. And I'm trying to be fair to Mr. Hoke. I'm trying to be fair to the veterans. I'm trying to be fair to the memory of the POWs and the MIAs. All I want is, I know it sounds old-fashioned and old-school, all I want is the truth. Here's Alex on a cell phone. And then the other issue, of course, is why would you arrest a guy? Was it really a situation where Mr. Hoke felt reasonably that he was in danger from a rather elderly veteran? That part of the story also I'm having a problem with, to be honest. And I'm not coming in here with some agenda, some political agenda. If you'd listen to this show enough, you know I'm really not into talking about the politics stuff. I'd rather talk about ice cream. Let's go to Alex, which I, by the way, can no longer eat, apparently. Alex, you're on WBEN. Hello.
I would like to talk about ice cream, too. As a matter of fact, I was out to that. Favorite spot in Niagara Falls yesterday? I took my wife to D's over there and the mountain ice cream, but I digress.
it's always okay to digress with ice cream. Go ahead, sir.
I haven't called the show this much since you were in the mornings, and so that should tell you how long that's been. Well, it's been three times this last week. Anyways, I'm a United States Air Force veteran. I was based overseas. I was at a special station, and I was recruited to be part of their color guard. Now, honor guard and color guard are different. Color guard is specifically the flag. Honor guard has different duties. When I got back to the United States and I became a member of a local fire department, some years in, I was charged with being the first command officer in forming a color guard, honor guard. So I have just a little bit of experience. There is so much flag etiquette that people aren't aware of. And first and foremost, I know that he's lying, because there's not hardware on the halyard. The halyard is the rope on the flagpole. Mm-hmm. There's only enough hardware for two flags. As a matter of fact, there's three casps to connect the four grommets between the two flags. There isn't additional hardware. They have added hardware now, but there was not hardware there for that. So that proves that it was a conscious choice. I am putting this one up and not this one. And there's not any etiquette anywhere where three flags are supposed to be flying. And I'm not homophobic, I'm not anti-gay, but there is also flag etiquette. This flag underneath, it can be a state flag, it can be military related, that's anything from a Legion post to POW, and first responders, and that's state and fire and so on. Or some, I hate to use the term legitimate because it sounds like I'm homophobic, but some established organization therein, Legion post, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and so forth. The pride flag, not against it, could be on its own flagpole, but it would be the same as if I put up a Garfield flag or a Walt Disney flag or something that's not there. The flag etiquette doesn't the etiquette doesn't allow for it. But the halyard itself only has two spots. They've added one now, but it only has two spots. So he had to make a choice. That's the way it's always been.
I don't know if you heard this mentioned before, but this was from Frank Panasek, that the veteran who engaged in conversation with Mr. Hoke while this was taking place was told by Mr. Hoke, allegedly, well, your flag has been up for 10 months. This flag is going to be up for 1 month. And that if those words were accurately recorded and reported would back up what you are saying about a conscious choice was made as to which flag was the important one to put up, but now they've got three flags up.
Right. And again, I'm not taking anything away. Let's face it. Homosexuals have been persecuted in this nation for more than long enough.
Dreadfully.
Recognition is well, a long overdue. All right. But in this particular case, it's a blunt lie. There's only room for two on the halyard. He picked one. Anything else he says is a lie. You can go back to the tape. There's only room for two on the halyard. It's in the video. I went back to look at it. I was like, oh, my gosh. So,
well, what I would like, there's a couple of items of evidence, Alex, that I would personally like to see. I would like to see the last time-stamped and dated photograph of the MIA POW flag in question. I would like to see that. I would also like to see the videotape, whatever videotape there is, showing the complete interchange between the 70-something veteran who had the conversation with Supervisor Hoke. I would like to know, was Mr. Hoke really in a position where he felt the need to press charges against this individual who could face some very unpleasant ramifications if certain things go a certain way? I don't think I should get into what those ramifications are, but they're not going to be very pleasant for this individual. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
And I would also like an accounting. I'd also like an accounting by Mr. Hoke of why he called in somebody from Building and Grounds yesterday to open the town clerk's office to deliver the allegedly torn and tattered flag to him. At very least, if he was going to look at that flag, common sense, if I was in that position, I would have called the people at VFW and said, look, I would like you here as witnesses. I want you to see that nothing hinky is going on. I think this flag is disrespectful to POWs and MIAs, and we're going to replace it first thing Monday morning. We're not talking about this today.
No, you know, the question comes to mind with that, because they stated when it made the news station, they stated that the comment was made that it was in tattered condition and it was going to be properly retired and replaced. Well, proper retirement is turning it over to the Veterans Association, who handles that. Why would he go and take that from the lockup on a weekend to hold on to it himself instead of saying, yep, come on in Monday, this will support me. Come on in, collect the flag for proper disposal, and we'll have a new one put up. It doesn't make sense. There's just, it's...
I do not.
I wasn't there, but I just don't get my head around it.
Sir, I do not disagree with you. It sounds shady and it sounds hinky. And I do believe that Mr. Hoch is doing himself a disservice and he's doing his constituents a disservice by not coming on this program for a longer form live interview with me, because when you tell a guy on Monday just a few minutes before 2 p.m., and that's, by the way, I should have called him sooner, but we did make telephonic contact, to tell me that you're booked completely from 2 to 6 today, 2 to 6 tomorrow, 2 to 6 on Wednesday, you're off on Thursday, but then you're completely booked again 2 to 6 on Friday. And I called him on it. I said, you know, if I was doing your PR, not what I would be doing. You're making a big mistake. And
Absolutely.
But I was not confrontational. I hope I don't get charged with harassment. I absolutely was not confrontational, because you get more flies with sugar than you do with vinegar. So I don't know what he's thinking on that. And again, you know, just because somebody doesn't testify, that doesn't mean they're guilty. But it's at very least, I don't like the expression, but it's not a good look.
I would rather use the word evasive.
I use the word dodge.
Our idea of fairness is controversial, so.
Well, yeah, I use the word dodge, so that's what it seemed like. That's what it seemed like to me, and I'm sorry. I know a lot of very busy people, myself included, and you know what? If I could find time in my life to track down a 1989 school ring for a lady, I think that he could find. Yeah. 7 minutes to explain in greater detail what happened over the weekend. And you know what? Sometimes, remember the big lesson from Watergate? It's not the crime, it's the cover-up of the crime. And in this case,
absolutely.
And I'm not saying a crime has been committed, but I'll use the analogy. In this case, it's not so much the mistake, it's the cover-up of the mistake, or what could easily be interpreted as that.
It is. It's true. You know, quick sidebar. I know you got a lot of other calls to get to. When your brother was covering for you, we did a discussion about the state gun laws and the fact that I have a reproduction 1700s flintlock. He wanted to learn how to shoot, but then he never called me.
Well,
your brother's got to get out.
He has been a very, very busy man. But despite the fact that he's been a very, very busy man, I can actually get him on the phone for 7 minutes. Just saying.
Oh, perfect.
Sometimes I can even get him to teach me a CCR song. Well, when I can feel my fingertips again, maybe that'll happen. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Yeah, it's the strangest feeling with the neck thing. The very ends of my fingers make it impossible for me to play guitar. And if you've ever seen me play, you'd understand that the world is not really missing anything musically, all right?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, Josh Schmidt behind the glass does listen to every last word I say. All right, guys, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. My loves, good to have you with us. Hope you had a very, very wonderful weekend. I assure you it was much better than mine. And good to be with you on this Monday. And talking about this situation in Hamburg and what you make of it. And I'm trying to approach this in a very logical, rational, cogent way. I don't want to come off as having an agenda one way or the other. My only agenda is what is the truth of this situation? And I think that some of the things that Mr. Hoch, the supervisor of Hamburg, did were at very best ill-advised and at very worst sketchy, shady. On the other hand, looking at it rationally, what would the supervisor of Hamburg have to gain by intentionally and with malice taking the POW MIA flag down? What is the payoff there? What is the gain? Because if you will remember, Hamburg in the gubernatorial election, and this always says something about a politician, Hamburg in the last gubernatorial election, that is the home of Kathy Hochul. She was a councilwoman in Hamburg many years before she was governor of New York State. The people who knew Kathy Hochul the best voted against her in the last gubernatorial election. So my thought process is, well, let's see, Hoch and Hochul, they're on the same, they wear the same political uniform. So the logical move would be to move to the center and make sure nothing happens to that MIA POW flag on your watch. So what did he have to gain? Was it really a question of his wanting to advance the homosexual agenda, whatever that is, as opposed to the POW MIA issue? Because that doesn't make, to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense just with the political ramifications of that alone. Was this bad judgment? Was this shady judgment? Was it proper judgment? I don't know. And how could you trust the evidence of the flag since Mr. Hoch called in a town worker from Building and Grounds to open up the town clerk's office to give him, Mr. Hoch, the flag that he claimed was too torn and tattered to be flown? That doesn't look good. It almost reminds me of back in Watergate. Remember the missing 18 minutes of audio? Remember the name Rosemary Woods? It doesn't look good. I wouldn't have done that. Not in this line of business would I do that, okay? I have assiduously over the years avoided very, very strenuously impropriety or the appearance of impropriety on a professional level, okay? Like, if I do an ad for a product, you better believe that I believe in that product, because your trust is more important to me than the $1 million I've left on the table over the past 40 years, because I wouldn't do ads for things that I wouldn't recommend to my own mother. So I'm not the most perfect person in the world, but when it comes to business stuff, when it comes to your trust in me, I can't put a price tag on that. I can't. And I think Mr. Hoch made a very bad decision. It just doesn't look good. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Phyllis in Hamburg. Phyllis, you are on. Hello.
Yes, hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
No, thank you for calling. You're doing me the favor.
Yeah, so, early this morning, I was listening to Bellavia and was kind of upset about this situation. Definitely, I'm a resident and pay high taxes in Hamburg. And I called right away the Hoch's office and made a complaint. Well, probably about an hour ago, he returned my call. And to say that the call was, cordial, really, it wasn't. I asked him who made the decision to pull that flag down. And also, one of my biggest things is, why wasn't there a replacement at the time of removal of the POW flag? I smell a skunk here, and I'll tell you what. He Well, let's go back to what he said. He said that an employee recommended that the flag be taken down because of it being frayed, you know, because of it frayed. I said, well, why didn't you have a replacement? And he didn't have anything to say. I said, you know what? And he said, do you know that that flag is now replaced? I said, yeah, because you took a lot of heat in the kitchen. That's why. I says, I've been listening to the news. You're on the news. You're on the radio. I said, you really made a poor decision, and I think you'll need to own up to it. Well, he didn't want to hear that. He said, yeah, maybe you can call me at a better time when you're not so heated and blah, blah, blah.
Well, when you're not, I'm sorry, when you're not so heated. Would you describe yourself as agitated and heated?
No, I would describe myself as being upset, but he didn't want to hear that I had some points to prove. Okay, and when you corner someone, sometimes that's how they can kind of get out of it. They're going to blame it on you. The other thing is, I said, you know what I would like you to do next is to remove all those charges from this Vietnam veteran who fought for our country. And he said, well, that ain't going to happen. And I said, why not? He says, in our community, we don't take any abuse in public office. And I said, I'm right with you. I understand that. I said, but I don't think this fella needed to be arrested. And he said, well, you don't know what happened here. I said, you know what? I wasn't there. I says, but I can hear what was going on. He said, well, he pushed me and he slapped me, and that's why I had him arrested. So I don't know how true that really is. But my whole
time out. This is where a video would be very important, and this is why. And I understand the video has been foiled. If the video shows that this 70-odd-year-old Vietnam veteran did not engage in the activity that Mr. Hoke accused him of being involved in, then Mr. Hoke has filed, if that is the case, a false instrument with the police, and he has committed a crime, and he needs to resign office. And I'm not yelling, I'm not screaming, I'm just being very logical about it. If the constituent made any physical contact with the supervisor other than a handshake, that is inappropriate. But if the supervisor is telling you things that aren't true, seems to me the Bills had a guy named Matt Ariza, and he was the victim of false accusations. And we have seen what false accusations can do to somebody's career and life. And if it can be demonstrably proven that this veteran did nothing of the sort, then Mr. Hoke has lost any moral authority from which to govern.
Right. The other thing, too, is I'm not against this flag being up or LGBT. That's not the point. There's flag etiquette, and that's what I told him. And I just find it very funny that there was no flag to be replaced at the time. And then, of course, Sunday they called someone in to replace the flag. This timing is just shows guilt to me. All of this timing just shows guilt to me. I told him I'm not going to vote for him, and that's it. And it's the reason being is because I don't trust him.
Well,
I just don't trust him from his actions the last couple of days.
I think that there are a lot of questions that Mr. Hoke has to answer. And do you believe, let me ask you this, okay? I'm a little bit jaded, okay? You know, I walk into a restaurant, I get the front table, Bobby Vinton sends us champagne, okay? So it's a little Goodfellas reference for you. Okay, so look, I'm a little jaded, all right, as far as this kind of stuff, as far as this kind of situation is concerned. Does it sound plausible to you that a 72-year-old Vietnam veteran is going to physically assault a young-ish town supervisor? Because he says he simply extended his hand.
That's what I've been hearing. I will tell you, on Google, there is a, if you look it up, there is a video. This girl, Debbie, that took the video, and it's on there. I mean, I looked it up about 35 minutes ago. I don't know if it's still there. She started yelling and saying, where's the flag? Where's the flag? What's this? You know, and she used a what is it called again?
The F-bomb.
Expletive. Yeah. Well, no. It was
or expletive deleted.
Letter S. Yes, yeah. And I didn't like the way she approached it, but the video is kind of sideways, and you can't, I mean, you see Mr. Hoke sitting in the background. You see the two Vietnam vets. There is a trans Vietnam vet there, or I mean, not a Vietnam, there's a trans vet there that, you know, they were screaming back and forth at each other. So I think he was really pressured by the community of the LGBT community, and he took it upon his own mind to do this. And that's what's disturbing to me. And there is protocol with hanging a flag. I'm not a veteran. I don't know a whole lot about that, but I do know when, you know, what was it, Memorial Day, you're supposed to fly the flag half staff from 9 o'clock till noon. There are some things I know, and I respect this country.
Yeah,
I don't like to see this stuff.
The flag code is, it seems to me, to be more of a list of suggestions. I mean, the police aren't going to write summonses on the flagpole, nor will the FBI send special agents out to enforce the flag code. But see, there's another aspect here to this. I've been talking about videotape because we know that videotape, short of DNA, is one of the best forms of evidence there is, because the video does not lie. That is why the Ferguson, Missouri cop, who had his life completely destroyed. Right. So in if there isn't a video of this incident from start to finish, are you going to tell me that there are not eyewitnesses who can swear out statements and affidavits? And if you are an eyewitness to this confrontation, I would like to know what happened from start to finish. Was there, in fact, any physical contact of a violent nature between Mr. Hoke and the veteran who's been charged? And by the way, if you listen to this show long enough, you know that I happen to have a number of people in my circle of friends who are badge-carrying officers of the law. And here's the deal. The guy who was charged, 72 years old, he's a disabled combat veteran, and Hoke wanted him charged with a misdemeanor in New York State penal law. You know, there's felonies, there's misdemeanors, there are violations. Okay, he wanted the guy charged with a misdemeanor. He wanted him handcuffed and put in a jail cell. Now, this shows to me a reckless disregard for common sense on the part of Mr. Hoke. The cops who took the information, they absolutely refused to do this to the alleged perpetrator. They told the supervisor that if he wanted the man charged, he was going to sign the complaint. So he did so, and they charged this 72-year-old disabled combat veteran with a violation level harassment. A violation would be like the lowest form of offense. And Mr. Hoke, I have this on very good authority, made remarks to the officers to the effect that they were not hard enough on him. And if he, Mr. Hoke, was the cops, he would have been on the ground.
I'll tell you what, that shows too much power for one person in a small community like this. You know, we're the town of that Friendship brought. You know, that's what we're known by.
Well,
just talking to him on the phone showed me he kind of felt too powerful.
Well, we had a very cordial conversation, and Phyllis, I'm glad you called in. I had a very cordial conversation, and at the end of the conversation, I told him, Mr. Hoke, the supervisor of Hamburg, that I thought he was making a very bad public relations mistake, and I would not be engaging in the kind of dodging that Mr. Hoke did of me and my show. That being said, Mr. Hoke did speak with Tom Puckett prior to the 2 o'clock news. It is Bowerly with you, and you know, there are so many layers to this story. When I first read about it and I considered doing it as a topic, I got on the telephone. And to be honest with you, I did not have Mr. Hoke's cell phone number at the time I began my inquiries. However, Mr. Wenger was able to get me Mr. Hoke's telephone number, and we did have a conversation prior to the show, the conversation where Mr. Hoke told me that he didn't have a minute to spare to be on my show, not today between 2 and 6, not tomorrow between 2 and 6, not Wednesday between 2 and 6, not Friday between 2 and 6. He's off on Thursday. May I tell you that Brian Higgins, and I'd be very honest with you, personally, as a man, I like Brian Higgins. I have no personal axe to grind with Brian Higgins. If I were to call Brian Higgins, congressman, and say, hey, Brian, I want to talk to you about X, Y, and Z on the air. Can you give me 15 minutes tomorrow? Can you give me 10 minutes tomorrow? I am reasonably sure that Brian Higgins would absolutely join me on the show, because he understands that while we may have political differences, I have treated him respectfully. Maybe some comments over the years about his hair, okay, and his clothing, but all in good fun, all right? I'm not one to talk. But the point is that there are some politicians who know that it's really a good idea to talk to your constituents, because otherwise things have a way of spiraling out of control. And I would love to hear from anybody who was an eyewitness. In the absence of any known extant video of this alleged confrontation between the 72-year-old disabled combat veteran and the young supervisor of the town of Hamburg, there's also eyewitness testimony. You could easily go to the police station and ask for the detective on the case. You could write out a statement and put yourself into the record and say, I saw X, Y, and Z from start to finish, and here is what happened. And I did that several years ago in an assault case. I went to the Tonawanda Police Department because I had a front row seat to an assault, very ugly assault, and I listed everything that happened. I signed my name to it because I was telling the truth. I'm not going to file a false instrument with a police department or anybody else for that matter. So is there nobody who was an eyewitness from start to finish? And here's why this is important, my friends. It's important because if what Mr. Hoke is alleging happened in terms of a physicality of confrontation with a 72-year-old disabled combat vet, frankly, he needs to resign his job. If he cannot be trusted upon to tell the truth in a legal instrument, in a complaint, he has to resign. And if you are lying about what a 72-year-old disabled combat veteran did to you, you don't deserve to hold public office. I would say that if it was Ron DeSantis, doesn't matter. You have forfeited the public trust. So I want to know what really happened. I don't think that is being very unreasonable. And you're also, you know, you're not hearing me doing any yelling. You're not hearing me doing any screaming. All I want is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And this story is a lot deeper, goes a lot deeper than I had anticipated when I began the topic. I'll take more calls coming up after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And by the way, the other side of that coin is, if the 72-year-old disabled combat veteran did in fact make violent physical contact with the supervisor, his combat status doesn't really matter. He should be charged. So I'm sorry, but I gotta be neutral. I wasn't there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.